from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
I just said to Evan, I think Joe left his keys in the studio. Joe just came back. All right, buddy. Good Monday to you. Good Monday to everybody else out there. It's the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio along with you. Boy, I guess the three words that come to mind today are, we've made it, right? We're here. I'd say wake up. It's football season. I mean, it is, right? I mean, that's it. You got teams already reporting to camp. You have the Buffalo Bills reporting to camp tomorrow. You have the Bills' first practice on Wednesday morning, 9:45 a.m., St. John Fisher University in Rochester. You're going to hear from Sean McDermott Wednesday before that at about 9:15. We'll hear from Brandon Bean after practice. And of course, we are going to be all over it here on WGR Sports Radio 550. People ask me all the time during the summer, boy, this is your slower month, right? This is your slow time. It's not. I think, to be honest with you, the way my life works is, yes, it's a bit different, and you have more of that time kind of to yourself when there's not the football season. But you never know what's going to happen during the offseason. You never know a storyline or when you have to kind of, they sign a free agent or something like that. It could be little, it could be big. At least during the season, it's like always set for you. See, football more than any other sport, people who work in football, whether you work for a team or you cover a team, whatever it is, a player, especially a coach, creatures of habit. Football more than any other sport. Creatures of habit. Everything is so routine. Now, it's not as much these days with Thursday night games and, you know, the Saturdays at the end of the year, all the different things that go into the scheduling certainly have kind of thrown that off. But how much do you hear people talk about the routine of every Sunday? And when you have that, right? Well, think about it. It's not just that. It's the practice that leads up to it. It's all a way of me of saying, once football season starts, I know what my schedule is every day, what it looks like, and it kind of doesn't change, except if they play on a Thursday or a Saturday, and even then, you just shift one day, or you shift 2 days, but you know what your schedule looks like. Off-season, it's like, hey, you're just sitting around one day, and all of a sudden the alert goes off. You get a text, you get a notification, someone calls you, something's going on. Could be with player personnel move. Could be a coaching move, front office move. Could be something with the stadium, the new stadium, anything. I mean, those things can happen anyway, but they're generally a little bit more, you're already, it's part of your day already. So a little peek behind the curtain how it works. That's why for me, this week, yes, it's busy, but it's routine and it's organized. And I like that in my life. I like to be organized. I can operate in chaos, but I'd rather know and have everything. Okay, I know exactly what I'm doing. My wife's like this. She's like, it's not in the calendar, Sal. Put it in the calendar. I'm like, you're right. If I got it in the calendar, I know exactly what's going on. Like just today, I'm putting different things in the calendar. I got to make sure I got this. I got a podcast I got to do. I got to record here. Got to go up to training camp. You know, these days, what's going on in Rochester? Got a couple events, which, by the way, I'll get to in just a second because you're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you. It's brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Got a couple of really good guests coming up today. Just about 4 or 5 minutes from now, Andy Young from Spectrum News is going to join me. Andy is the, I guess I'd say, you know, the anchor of Spectrum News Bills coverage this year. Him and Kevin Carroll do a great job over there. Andy's been with them a long time. He was in sports. He was in news. Back in sports, covering the Bills. He's been covering the Bills a long time. He's been on here. But now, like, he'll be really embedded with the Bills. And they got some cool things going on there that you're going to hear from them this year that I know that he'd like to talk about. But I always love talking to Andy. So I'll get Andy on here in just a few minutes. We'll talk with Andy Young as we preview Bills training camp. I'd like to do that with you today with a question I have for you that I'd like you to answer. And then at 11 a.m., how about we talk about Rochester? What's going on in Rochester? Dan Fates is going to join me. Let's do a little Rochester primer if you're coming out to Rochester. I mean, there's always cool spots to hit. There's always a lot of golf, good golf. And, of course, training camp and what that looks like. We'll do all of that here today. Dan Fates at 11 a.m. here on WGR. Speaking of events in Rochester, a week from tonight, Matt Bove and I are going to be on location in Rochester at Bar Bill East. Taping or going live, whatever. It's either whether you're live or it's very shortly after it gets uploaded live. It's always game day in Buffalo. The podcast we do here on Odyssey with WGR, Matt Bove of WKBW TV Channel 7, a week from tonight, July 29th, Monday, July 29th, 7 p.m. Matt and I are going to be at Bar Bill East, 1129 Empire Boulevard in Rochester. We are going to be taping a on-location/live podcast of It's Always Game Day in Buffalo.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's going to be awesome. We did it last year. Bunch of people stopped by. Had some wings, had some drinks. And then Matt and I will stay around and we'll chat with you. If you missed the latest edition of It's Always Game Day in Buffalo, it's up today. We did a video. We did the video last night, and you can check that out on my YouTube page, Sal Sports YouTube. Check it out. It's Always Game Day in Buffalo. But we also have the audio that's uploaded for wherever you pod, of course, on the Odyssey app, WGR Sports Radio 550, anywhere else you pod. And Matt and I previewed the entire Bills defense position by position. And we actually didn't talk much about the linebackers because I think that's the one spot where we can really kind of know what they have. It's really down to Matt Milano's health, right? But defensive end, defensive tackle, the entire D-line, secondary. While we were talking about it, while we were looking at it, it didn't seem like there were a ton of open spots, to be quite honest with you. So that was really interesting. We did that last night. Check it out. It's up today. You'll also want to hear, and I'm not kidding you, one of the craziest and maybe, kind of cringy stories you'll ever hear when Matt talks about what happened with him on his way back from his European vacation this past weekend. I'm not kidding you. Like, he told me, I have a crazy story. And then on the podcast, we opened up with it. So it's right there at the beginning. And if you listen to the story, it's one of those things where you won't forget it. And it was, this kind of cringy and wild. You'll want to hear that. So check that out today when you get a chance. It's Always Game Day in Buffalo. Listen to Matt's travel story from coming back from Greece. We talked all about the defense, Matt and I did, on this latest episode. And I'm telling you, defensive end, defensive tackle, I don't know how many spots are available because there are absolutely 100% six locks. Von Miller, Greg Rousseau, AJ Epenesa, Ed Oliver, Daquan Jones, Austin Johnson. I think Dwayne Carter's a lock, so that's seven. They're not releasing Dwayne Carter after they just made him the draft pick, a mid-round draft pick there, and he's part of the rotation. To me, that's seven locks. What, I mean, short of injury, are they keeping nine probably total? Five at one, four at the other? Linebacker, that's really going to come down to what they want on special teams maybe. And it really comes down to Matt Milano's health too, and hopefully he'll be just fine. All signs were pointing to that being the case. And then in the secondary, Taron Johnson, Rasul Douglas, Christian Benford, Taylor Rapp, Mike Edwards, Cam Lewis. I mean, you could go through Cole Bishop. These are locks as well. How many spots really are there? When you go through this roster, there's just not a lot of spots, I think, at the back end. People could talk about what the Bills lost this year, but it's good enough to say they still have a really good roster, that there's not all this turnover that's going to happen necessarily through training camp. All right, let's get to the Wester Hotline right now. Evan, if you could pull up Andy Young, who's on the Wester Hotline. Andy from Spectrum News, of course, Spectrum News 1. He is, I guess you'd say, anchoring Bill's coverage this year for Spectrum News 1. Is that a good way to put it, Andy?
Yeah, sure thing. Yeah, I'm happy to be the Bills beat reporter for Spectrum News. Yeah, taking over for our good buddy John Scott, who's gone on to Channel 2, and I'm kind of filling in that role. Been covering the Bills for a long time myself in one way, shape, or form, whether that was from the anchor desk or out of practice or at some games. But now I'll be there every single day, so really looking forward to that.
Now, I'm wondering, because of you also being in news for several years, you've been in sports, you've been in news, this happens, and then we have obviously the big news about the presidential situation and Joe Biden, like, what is that like for you from a news standpoint versus a sports standpoint? Like, can you compare it if there was like a big trade to the Bills? How does that work? Give me a peek behind the curtain if you're working in news and this weekend happens versus you're working in sports and how it works.
Yeah, it's one of those situations where when something huge like that happens, it's all hands on deck, so to speak. Like, everybody hops on conference calls. Everybody's checking their emails. You're probably going to get called in or asked to come in to contribute in some way, shape, or form, whether that's reporting, whether that's offering contacts, whether that's offering ideas. So I think a lot of people, when the president says, I'm not going to run for reelection, everybody's radar and alarm bells go off instantly. And it's, who can I call? Who can we get for a local angle on this sort of thing? Who can we bring in? What sort of guests can we have? What sort of analysts can we have? What sort of angles can we cover relating to this, both nationally, regionally, statewide, locally? So yeah, when the Bills say, for example, make a huge play for a Von Miller or a massive trade of Stephon Diggs, it's in a similar vein because, yeah, you're doing everything you can to forward the story, to confirm it if you need to, if it's given to somebody nationally, all those sorts of things to make sure that you're covering it from every possible angle and giving the fans the best information you've got.
Well, listen, that's happened a couple times, obviously, with the Bills, including this offseason. They had the trade of Stephon Diggs. I'll get to the offense in a minute, but since I was talking about the defense a little while ago, Matt and I on our podcast last night went position by position, and as you just heard me say, honestly, Andy, I don't see a lot of spots available. I mean, you may be looking at a guy like a Javon Solomon, like, hey, he was a fifth-round pick. Do you risk putting him on waivers and releasing him because they need these rookies to work out? But look what Kingsley Jonathan did last year. Dwayne Carter, he's a guy that I would think is a lock given a draft status. But that leaves what? How many spots? Because you have Ed Oliver, Daquan Jones, Austin Johnson. Just on the defensive front, yeah, there's questions, but I don't even know how many spots there are available.
Yeah, I would agree with what you said in that, yeah, we talk a lot about the Bills' roster turnover this offseason in terms of maybe a little bit of a reset and what they've lost and what they've gained or haven't gained. But overall, this is still a pretty solid roster from top to bottom with not a whole lot of room for young guys or some new players to break into that lineup. I mean, you look at guys that they've had around for a long time, like a Kingsley Jonathan. Could he still manage to make it in there? Could a Casey Tuhill? What are they going to do with a guy like Dwan Smoot, right? Like, there's all these questions on the defensive line because there's just so few spots still available despite, like, losing Leonard Floyd and the questions about Von Miller and the depth at defensive tackle. And that's all across the board on this roster for the most part. Obviously, wide receiver, we'll get to that, I'm sure, but there's not a whole lot of like intrigue at the top of rosters, except for maybe the wide receiver position. And then beyond that, on the defensive side, like, yeah, you're looking at a whole bunch of guys who, when we come to the end of August, early September, might not be on this team.
Yeah, and I mean, it's always a tricky play, right? You take a fifth-round pick, let's say a Javon Solomon, and maybe he's not quite a contributor right away, but you could see it happening. You have to weigh the pros and cons of, do you release him, expose him to waivers at the end of camp? Because if you do that, someone claims him, you lose him. And the Bills have lost several players. But this year, it feels like they're going to have some of those younger guys, some of that rookie class might have to be more of a contributor. So I think this year, it probably have to lean more on the side of maybe keeping those guys, even if it's 50-50.
Yeah, and these guys are on rookie contracts. There may be guys that you want to develop over time. And, you know, we talked with Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott that, yeah, we're going to have to get a little younger. We're going to have to count on some of these young players, as you said, to be contributors. And maybe they ramp up their process a little more quickly than they have in past years as far as getting rookies on the field and really asking them to contribute early and often to a team that's still inside that room, inside that building, has Super Bowl aspirations. But it's the nature of the salary cap. It's the nature of the way they're trying to reconstruct and reshape their roster while continuing to try to win. So a guy like a Solomon probably going to have to contribute. We think Dwayne Carter is going to contribute right away on the defensive side of the ball. So those are players that you're going to see that maybe in past years they're more on the roster edge, where now maybe some of the veterans that they've brought in, older guys, might be the guys that they would be more willing to part ways with or have to, because they want to work on these younger guys, getting them into action as quickly as possible.
Andy Young in the Western Hotline. Andy, how confident are you in Matt Milano's return to form after anything you've seen during the spring, him do or not do?
Honestly, I'm more optimistic now than I was previously, and I wasn't thinking that he was going to last and linger through much of the regular season, but to see him actually practice in a limited participation fashion during mandatory minicamp was a bit surprising to me, and to see him, you know, out there doing some things and moving around, that's a great sign. And I think, you know, they want to have him ready to roll for training camp. We'll see in a couple of days if he's, you know, on the PUP list to start or how that's all going to work. But I think that's a great sign for the Bills that he was able to do some work in the spring, perhaps a little sooner than Sean McDermott had even let on to us earlier in the spring. And obviously, if you get him back and pair him with Terrell Bernard in his second year as a starter, I mean, that's a really athletic, playmaking linebacker group that could be one of the better in the NFL between those two guys, just because they only play two guys really most of the time anyway. So really looking forward to seeing Milano and how quickly he's able to ramp up and what their plan is for him.
How important would it be for Kyrie Elam to maintain what he did during the spring? Because I think you'd agree, Kyrie Elam looked really good. Like he made some plays. He was getting more opportunity. Rasul Douglas wasn't there. Christian Benford actually, for personal reasons, missed mandatory minicamp. He was excused. But he looked pretty good. He looked like he was elevating his game a little bit. How important would it be for this team?
That's huge, because he's one play away at this point from being on the field and contributing as one of the two starters, because I think right now, to my mind, he's probably their third outside cornerback. You don't have Trey White here, obviously, anymore. You don't have Dane Jackson to rely on anymore. So Kyrie Elam becoming what they wanted him to be, at least closer to it than a bust, more of a first-round pick type of grade, would be absolutely huge for him. And Rasul Douglas is a little bit older, and he's going to run into a contract year, so you never know what's going to happen down the road there. So if you can get Kyrie Elam up to speed and then down the line potentially pair him with Christian Benford, his same draft class, that would be a huge boon for the Bills, something most people haven't been expecting, because after what happened most of last season, you really wrote off Kyrie Elam. He looked really good in the spring and made a lot of plays. Seems like his head is in the right place. And, you know, change of scenery, so to speak. Not for him, but with John Butler leaving, you don't know exactly what went on behind the scenes there as far as his defensive backs coach, to have a new coach there, a new defensive coordinator, and Bobby Babich maybe goes to bat for him a little more. I think that would be huge for Kyrie Elam if he's able to be a contributor to this team.
How do you see the safety position playing out, Andy, from your perspective? I go back and forth with fans sometimes about Cole Bishop, and I let me just say this. I think Cole Bishop's going to be a really good player in the league. I just think it's a tall task to ask him to come in and win a starting job over a 5-year veteran in Taylor Rapp, 6-year veteran in Mike Edwards. I think I have that right. Either way, I mean, these are guys that know this system. They've played in the system. Even Mike Edwards going back to Tampa and Kansas City, very similar systems. Yes, Cole Bishop's going to have a role. Yes, he's going to play. I don't think he starts off as a starter. Maybe later. Do you agree, or do you think he has more of a chance than I'm giving him?
I am 100% with you on that, Sal. We've talked about this a little bit before behind the scenes, and I think we mentioned it as well on our podcast here when you were a guest for us. I think Cole Bishop has the chance to be a really good player. I mean, you take a guy as early as they did and tout him like they have, they're going to expect him to contribute. However, this is actually a position where they might be able to slow play it a little bit, let him get his feet under him, play some special teams, maybe have some special packages for Cole Bishop. While I would pencil likely Mike Edwards and Taylor Rapp in as your starters to begin the season, and we'll see here what training camp brings us. But to my mind, you've got those veteran guys there. Taylor Rapp was mentioned as a guy who had stepped up as a leader by Sean McDermott and really started to show that this spring, which you've got to have given what they lost and Poyer and Hyde and not being there at this point. And then Edwards has a championship pedigree, so that's a guy you can count on. And then that gives Bishop time to work his way into the lineup. And eventually I think he'll be what they exactly want from him. It's just they've got some time, I think, at that spot.
I can't believe we've gone all this time. We didn't mention wide receiver because we started with the defense. That's kind of odd because all we've talked about all offseason is wide receiver. But isn't that maybe because we didn't and go right to it, does that maybe speak to the fact that maybe the waters have calmed a bit at wide receiver and what people are thinking about it after everything we've seen?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you're going to probably pencil in your top four guys, I think, when you're talking Shakir, Samuel, Hollins, and Coleman, right? I mean, to me, those seem like locks. And then it's what do you do with MVS? I think he's probably a lock. So then is it Chase Claypool? Is it Justin Shorter? Is it a KJ Hamler? I probably lean towards Claypool at this point, but I'm not sure. But there's only probably a couple spots open at that point. So it's not quite as rocky and wavy as you might think, because even though they don't have a Diggs and they don't have a Davis anymore, the top four or five are pretty stable.
Andy Young on the West Hur Hotline. All right, Andy. Dalton Kincaid seems like he might be in line for a really big season. Obviously, the Bills invested a first-round pick in him last year. It seems like even nationally, he's getting a lot of love. Not that you don't think he obviously is going to, you know, be someone who they're going to rely on heavily, but how high do you think his ceiling can go? Are we talking about a guy like who could play a Travis Kelce type role for this team? You know, where do you see him fitting in this offense, and how much they're going to look to him given what you see at wide receiver overall?
I hesitate to say anybody's Travis Kelce, but a role, sure. I think there's a really good chance that he leads this team in targets and possibly in catches this season, just because of the way that the Bills are going to construct their offense and the weapons they have on the outside has changed. And Kincaid is going to be a stalwart, I think, for Josh Allen. I think he's going to be that guy, that release valve underneath. He's also going to be a guy that, as we saw towards the end of last season, into the playoffs, started to push those targets down the field a little further. Not the fastest guy in the world, certainly, but definitely a great route runner, knows about leverage, knows how to get open. I expect Kincaid to be probably in the top, 8 to 10 tight ends, and the ceiling is even higher. Why can't he be Sam Laporta, right? Why can't he go to that level? I wouldn't say he's ready to be Kelce yet, but I think the way that the Bills are constructing this team, he's going to be one of the primary two or three weapons, and why not? If he continues to ascend the way he did towards the end of last season, why can't he be one of the best top five tight ends in the league and really be one of Josh Allen's top options?
When we go to training camp this week, you'll be there covering it for Spectrum News One. You'll have your camera with you. You'll have your crew there. Everybody will be looking. Will this be maybe the only time or the first time ever you're going to really be paying attention to kickoffs and what's going on out there?
Yeah, it's so much fun. Like, right. How are they going to handle this? Is it going to be like rugby style? Are they going to set up like actual plays instead of like blocking wedges like we've seen over the years? Like, which direction are we going to return? Are there going to be plays? Are there going to be reverses? Who's going to be back there? Like, what type of players are you going to utilize? Are you going to have more linemen on the field? Are you going to have more athletic guys? It's really interesting because this is the first time I can remember in a long time that they've like really reshaped a particular play or sequence on the field that is drastically going to change the game. And it's going to be super, super interesting.
Andy Young on the West Hur Hotline. What are you looking forward to when it comes to Rochester itself getting out to training camp?
I love just the kind of the camaraderie with all of us in the media. It's fun. Like, we're all buddies. We're all competing for stories and trying to do those sorts of things. But for the most part, I think we all kind of get along and have a good time. And, you know, maybe we'll grab some beers. We'll, interact with the fans, which is fun. I know, like, you and Beauvais are having an event, and that's really cool where you get to be around the fans. And that's kind of the fun part about being out at camp is like, hey, Sal, hey, Andy. And you get to kind of, talk with people that you don't normally see when you're at practice at the Bills because there's no fans there. So that's really fun, and I really enjoy that. So it's kind of like the camaraderie of like being with the fans, being with other media members. We stay in the dorm sometimes, so that's a good time too. Just kind of being around football all the time and a bunch of football fans and football media, it's really fun.
Andy Young, what do you guys got going on? I mean, you got your anchor in this coverage, you're spearheading it, you're the beat reporter for Spectrum News One. Are you going to be out there every day? But what do you got going on this season over at Spectrum News One?
Yeah, a lot of fun, a lot of big things in store. I'll be out there every single day, every single practice, every game, home and away. We've got our Buffalo End Zone post-game show, which will happen after each game on Spectrum News One in Buffalo and Rochester markets. And, right after the game ends, about 5 minutes later, we're on the air with all the post-game press conferences, with analysis. And we're really, really excited this season to say that Stevie Johnson, the former Bills wide receiver, one of the best wide receivers in team history, is part of our Buffalo End Zone team, and he'll be there for analysis after every single game. We've got a preview show coming up on Tuesday at 8 p.m. on Spectrum News One. Stevie will be a part of that, and then we do our Buffalo End Zone podcast a couple of times a week before games, usually on Wednesdays, and then after games right afterwards. So we've got a lot of exciting stuff and really happy to be a part of all of this.
Andy Young, thanks a lot, buddy. I really appreciate it. I'll see you out at camp this week. And, looking forward to the next week and a half, 2 weeks with all of our colleagues out there. As you say, it's a bit of a grind, but we all make it fun for each other. Thanks, buddy.
Hey, appreciate it. Anytime, Sal.
All right, you got it. That is Andy Young, Spectrum News One. All right, I have a question for you. And I've opened phone lines for the next half hour. You ready? Here we go. I asked this question to start the offseason. So now I'm asking to end the offseason, to roll into the season. Give me a call at 803-0550 and tell me, what is your biggest concern about the Buffalo Bills in 2024? And what is your biggest confidence outside of Josh Allen? You cannot say Josh Allen. That is way too easy. All right. And by the way, I just want to go roster. Don't tell me front office, coaching. I get it. Like, I know. Concern, can they win the big game at the end? I understand. Hasn't happened. I mean on the roster. Let's just go roster. Position by position, player by player. What's your biggest confidence heading into 2024? As far as the roster, you cannot say Josh Allen. And what is your biggest concern about the roster heading into 2024? We will take a timeout. We'll get your phone calls. Light them up right now. 803-0550-08 time. We got time for you to get in before we get to Dan Fates at the top of the next hour here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.